The ranked choice speaker-designate, Tom Emmer, faces uphill climb for floor votes after finally winning nomination on fifth ballot. By Bradley J. on October 24, 2023. Representative Tom Emmer, RMN, won the latest House Republican Speaker nomination Tuesday on the fifth ballot by a 117-97 vote over Representative Mike Johnson, RLA, a sign of the steep challenge he faces to get the necessary 217 votes on the House floor. His 117 votes are fewer than Representative Jim Jordan, RO, received when winning his ballot. The moderate Emmer, who serves as the majority whip, has received the conditional support of at least one Democrat. Emmer may rely on Democrats to win the gavel. While it is unlikely Democrats will vote for him, Capitol Hill is bustling with rumors that Democrats may vote present or avoid the vote altogether, in numbers sufficient to lower Emmer's threshold for victory from 217. Former President Donald Trump, who had recently endorsed Representative Jim Jordan, RO, took to Truth Social Tuesday before voting to express his displeasure with Emmer. Trump shared a message saying, "President Trump doesn't support Tom Emmer, and neither should you." Trump weighs in on speaker race. Trump retruths attack on it got majority whip saying President Trump doesn't support Tom Emmer, and neither should you. pic.twitter.com/2a6bza6l03. Bradley J. at Bradley J. October 24, 2023. Representative Rick Allen, RGA, Tuesday morning stated his opposition to Emmer, saying Emmer's vote in support of gay marriage was disqualifying. News: Rick Allen of Georgia says Emmer's vote in favor of gay marriage is a disqualifier for him. Sources told us Allen is a never Emmer. Allen said we'll see if he could ever support him. Jake Sherman, at Jake Sherman, October 24, 2023. Representative Bill Huizinga, Army, noted that the six members who voted present or for other members could be enough to sink Emmer on the floor. "Let's get our poop in a group, people," he said. "I don't want us to go out there and in front of the entire world puke on our shoes again. That's what we've been doing." Huizinga warning that the six voting present slash other is enough to sink nominee if they stick. "Let's get our poop in a group, people. I don't want us to go out there and in front of the entire world puke on our shoes again. That's what we've been doing." Jordan Carney, at Jordank, October 24, 2023. The conference has not announced when it will take Emmer's nomination to the House floor. This is a developing story. Follow Bradley J. on Twitter at @BradleyJ.